God bless you. Are you ready for another devotion? A faith encouraging, powerful devotion about faith. The Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That is most powerful in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Amazing statement. It's the evidence of things not seen. Evidence means it's there. It's evidential. So you have evidence of things that are not seen. How? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance is tangible, is visible, is real. That you are hoping for. How? How can what you hope for become substance, real? Now faith. You see, that is how faith works. Sometimes it's difficult to apply faith, because often faith needs to kick in when things are difficult, or when storm arises, or when a flood comes in, like the enemy comes in like a flood. I remember this saying very well: when the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's a very powerful statement as well, or proverb. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. What that means is when all hell breaks loose, or when the enemy comes in like a flood, or when a storm arises like it did when the disciples and the Lord Jesus Christ had to cross over the sea into the land of Gadarenes. Well, there was going to be a great miracle indeed in the land of the Gadarenes, as you can read in Mark chapter 5. We're not going to do that right now. But before the miracle, there was a storm. There might be a storm brewing, or there might be a storm in your life right now. There might be that the enemy has come in like a flood. Well, the Lord told me today to encourage you. And I want you to definitely share this message, because you can bless somebody with this. Share it in any way you can. If you're watching this on Facebook, then share it on Facebook. If you're watching it on or hearing it via Twitter, then share it and retweet it. If you're watching this through the newsletter, then you're on a YouTube channel, on a YouTube video, and you can just share this with your friends or share it on your Facebook. Faith is what gets you through the storm. Remember, I just said it, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. You can interpret that two different ways. When the going gets tough, when going becomes difficult, the tough gets going. It's like another level kicks in, because now you have to fight. And now this toughness and this difficulty is what encourages you and motivates you somehow within yourself to fight and to go through this. The going gets tough and the tough get going. The second interpretation is that this will make you tough and the tough gets going. The tough get on with it. The tough get on with the job. Are you tough? And get on with it, because you're gonna overcome. I don't know what has happened to you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know if the storm is brewing or if the storm has already hit you. If the enemy is planning or the enemy has already come in as a flood. I say you are tough because you're a child of God. And a child of God is tough. A child of God is tough. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Or whosoever comes to attack you, or whosoever comes to plot against you, whatsoever it is, if it's an institution, or if it's a person, whatever the enemy is working through is the enemy after all. But you have the Lord on the inside. You are Holy Spirit filled. Praise God. That's why you're tough. And the tough gets going when the going gets tough. Hallelujah. You will make this through. And God will see you through. So I stand with you right now in faith, in agreement, and in prayer. And I prophesy that you will get through this in Jesus' holy name. And your faith, you will apply it. And that what you hope for will become substance. Hebrews 11:1. And that what you've not seen yet will become evident. And it will be the evidence in your life. It will be the testimony after the test. It's not nice to be tested. It's not nice to be in the storm. It's not nice when the enemy comes in like a flood. But after the test, when you have applied your faith, and when the tough get going, because the going got tough, you have a testimony, and that is nice. And you'll be stronger, more wiser, more intelligent, more knowledgeable afterwards. Because you're growing. We're always growing. I'm growing. You're growing. We're growing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget, Harvest Field are all over the world. Oh yes, the Great Commission. Let's do this together. Become my partner in soul winning. So you send me and help me, and together we go around the world and harvest for the Lord Jesus Christ. Preach this blessed gospel. Jesus came to teach the kingdom of God and eternal life in it. That's why you're saved. That's why I'm saved. Somebody preached to you. Somebody preached to me. This preaching must carry on. Matthew 24:14, where the Lord explains about the last days, this gospel of the kingdom of God must be preached in all the world. Hallelujah. Again, reference to the Great Commission. Preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to every nation, to the uttermost parts of the world. Oh, my friends, I tell you, there are people hungry to hear the word of God. There are people so thirsty for the living water. I get excited when I talk to you about it. Because they know not Jesus Christ. You know, I know. I'm called the preacher. Stand with me, the evangelist. Become my soul-winning partner. So that together we fulfill the Great Commission. All over Asia, people by the millions will hear the word of God, the preaching of the kingdom of God. They will hear that with gladness because their soul is thirsty. Billions, if you combine them all together, we can do this. The Lord said, greater things than I, you shall do. That's why partnership enables greater things than I shall you do. And that is the Great Commission. Great, because we do it together. See you on the next one. Don't forget to share and don't forget to partner. Follow the instructions. I love to see you again. God bless you. Keep the faith.